This is the Best of the Adam Gold Show podcast, brought to you by Coach Pete at Capital Financial Advisory Group. Visit us at capitalfinancialusa.com. This is the Adam Gold Show.
Overwhelmingly, the FBS ADs think that the NCAA is best equipped to still be the governing body. So let's start there with my friend Mike DeCourcy, who's a Hall of Fame college basketball writer for the Sporting News, but touches on everything, including golf. He wrote more about LIV Golf than I did this year. I wrote once about it. I appreciate your time, and he's joining us on TV if you're watching at WRAL Sports Plus. You look fantastic. What are your thoughts about that story about the FBS administrators, the ADs, saying, yeah, the NCAA is cool?
It's almost too funny, Adam, because I have been saying for as long as there's been the narrative that the NCAA needs to be dismantled and will be dismantled. No, not needs. Needs is an opinion. Will is a prediction. And my counter to that, for as long as that's been out there, has been, first of all, if you take apart the NCAA, the people who will be putting it back together are the people who built the NCAA as it exists now. Yeah. So why would you go to all the trouble? They got a nice building here in Indy, very pleasant there. Got a hundred, you know what, 1,000 people? I don't know how many they got. They got a bunch of people who have been doing these jobs for years and years. They know what they're doing. Now, there are things that frustrate NCAA members and fans of NCAA members, certainly. But a lot of that frustration comes from the way that the member schools want the organization to be administered. So you'd take down this building, you'd build a new building, that's money. You'd hire new people, that's money. And you'd wind up in the same place. Yeah. Earlier in the summer, I talked to several ADs and people who are administrators at a high level in college athletics, and they were all 100% convinced that FBS football would build its own apparatus. And I never understood what they would get out of that. And here's the thing that everybody forgets about, Adam, that nobody takes into account. When you are a body governing college athletics and somebody gets sued, you're the group that gets sued. The NCAA is the people they come to get sued. So if you take a very litigious sport by nature, college football or football period, because of the nature of the sport, and you build a new apparatus, then that's who's getting sued. Mm-hmm. So it's coming right out of your pocket. It's not coming out of the $1 billion a year that's generated by the NCAA men's basketball tournament. It's coming out of your pocket.
Mike DeCourcy of Sporting News is joining us. Now, I don't know if this is the reason, one of the, you know, reason number 98 why you and I are friends, but I've been saying the same thing for so long. Maybe if it was one of our conversations over Diet Coke with Light Ice, that, like, what's going to change? Like, I just asked this of Doug Gillen at App, because if the FBS decided to rule themselves or just entrust themselves to the Power Five, it's the exact same thing. It's just a smaller group with different initials. So what's going to change? The problem is that there's probably too much bureaucracy and nothing can move fast enough, or it moves too fast, depending on your point of view. Like, it's an ungovernable situation, and everybody's so paranoid that somebody's going to get an advantage, and schools and teams have advantages.
One of the things that when I talk to various people about this, what are you getting out of this? Well, we can make our own rules. I said, you already make your own rules. You have autonomy. Well, there are things that we can't quite do that we could do. And I believe that if you have a degree of autonomy and you also have the constant threat, that's the other thing. As long as you have the threat you can leave, you have more ability to make things happen within that structure. You could say, if we don't get this, we're going to leave. Once you leave, you lose all your, you know, all that leverage. So I don't think there's much that they can't get done if they really want to get it done. I know there's a lot of frustration now about how name, image, and likeness is being policed or administered or whatever. Go ahead, take what you have as the FBS group, build your own organization, and then try to put in laws and rules that stop people from getting name, image, and likeness. And again, like I said, see how fast it's your behinds that are getting sued and having to deal with years and years of litigation and massive rewards and ultimately a 9-0 loss at the Supreme Court level.
My favorite part of the whole name, image, and likeness dilemma was when the people realized that name, image, and likeness was going to be used as a recruiting inducement, and it had to be pointed out to people that we've had recruiting inducements since we've had recruiting, and now it's just all legal. Before, we didn't know about it, nudge, nudge, wink, wink, but we really did. We just sort of, well, if we can't catch you, we can't stop you. Now everything's above board, and they're mad about it. I'm like, why are we having these discussions? We've had these things for years. Let me ask you about a couple of college basketball things. And I'm not sure if I had a dream about this or I might have read about it at sportingnews.com about a couple of things that might be different going forward about the way the game is administered. First of all, are you a fan of breaking the college game into four quarters? Because I believe it should be. I think we could do that and have the game flow better. But are you a fan of that?
Yeah, you know, it's at one point it was something that I really was pushing for ardently. I still think it's a better solution than what we have now, because when people say we've played in halves for decades, centuries, whatever, really you're not playing in halves. You're playing in 4-minute increments. it's like Happy Days back 40 years ago. When Fonzie complained, I just get it up to 95 and I have to slow, when he's selling ice cream, I just get it up to 95 and I have to slow down for some kid waving a dime. That's college basketball. You get a really good game going. Oh, nope. TV timeout. And look, I work for two television networks, yes. So I'm all in favor of commercials. I just think that there's time for commercials at quarter breaks and in strategic timeouts and halftime, and it all can work out.
Yeah, I think we would. People thought that, well, we'd have more time, more breaks. I'm like, actually, if it's done right, we'd have fewer breaks. Yes. And that's what the college game needs, is fewer breaks. Also, I don't know what a Class B or a Class D technical foul is. It's like a misdemeanor. I don't know. But for flopping, I think you and I are on the same page with, we have to get flopping, even though we're both soccer fans, we have to get flopping out of basketball. Where do you stand on making it a potential technical foul?
I think it's great. I like the flop warning. I thought it was a great addition to the sport. I've never been a fan of the ref. Like, before it was official, when the ref used to do that little get up thing, I'm like, no, don't give me your opinion, you know, just move on. But now that it's an official thing and you can do the warning, then good. And now that they make it a technical foul punishable, I don't think that doesn't go onto your personal foul record like a Class A does.
Right.
So I think it's great. I don't like acting in any sport. I don't mind players trying to draw a foul. That's part of your job. But when you, in soccer, when they, you then lay down and act like that you've just been knifed, and that's, you know, 'cause you're trying to get a yellow card or a red card for the opposition. I think more of those should get yellows in soccer. I'm all for getting all that nonsense out of every sport.
Why don't we go to yellows and reds in basketball?
I'm all for it. I think it'd be great.
Two yellow cards, you're out, and your team has to play a man down.
Yeah, that's the reality of the personal foul rule as well. A lot of people complain about disqualification, for five fouls and think it's too light, too severe. It gets great players out of the game too quickly. I think if you go to more, and I've seen this because I covered the Big East.
Oh my gosh, so did I.
Experimented with. It was bad. Mm-hmm. It was not good basketball in the way that it should be. And so I think the five personal DQ rule is right. I think relative to sportsmanship, if you went to yellows and reds, I'd be all for it.
It would just be great. As like, I credit you, by the way, with making me a Liverpool fan. All right, final thing before we have to say goodbye. And I, one day we're just going to talk about soccer, and we're getting close to the World Cup, and we'll talk about the men's national team as we get closer. I know they have a couple of matches coming up here very soon. But and this was in a different website, but a mutual friend of ours, they do their Coaches Confidential, and the question was about getting rid of automatic bids. Some of the automatic bids, not all of them, but reducing the number of automatic bids to the NCAA men's basketball tournament. Where do you stand on that?
Adam Gold in studio with my friend Coach Pete DeRuiter with the Capital Financial Advisory Group. We are talking retirement. Coach, how does longevity risk figure into our retirement and income plan?
This is the best of times and the worst of times, Adam. The longevity risk means we're going to live too long. But to me, every day I live is not too long.
Right, absolutely. Good.
So we want our money to outlive us. And unfortunately, many people I've seen, you out there listening, maybe one of them, your money is not designed to outlive you. You might outlive your money, and that's not what we want to have happen. Because when we get to that day after you run out of money, it's not going to be a fun time. So let's design a plan that guarantees you'll never run out of money. We call it the GPI plan, Growth Protection Lifetime Income. For the next 10 people, this is a golden ticket, Adam. $1,000 value, we're going to do it at no cost or obligation.
And all you have to do is call. We make it so easy. Would you like financial independence into your retirement and beyond it? 800-661-7383. That golden ticket is a $1,000 value, or you could text Adam to 21000 for Coach Pete DeRuiter.
Oh, I think it's the worst idea since and maybe even worse than the idea of expanding the tournament to 96 teams, which was out there in 2010 and came pretty close to fruition. At that point, the NCAA tournament was not quite as valued financially by the various television networks, and the NCAA needed to make about $700 million, that's around the figure they needed, and ESPN offered to do it if you expand it to 96, and ultimately Turner came in and said, you know, we'll partner with CBS, we'll write the check for that, and 68's good enough, and so that was all resolved. But the idea of taking what is working at an awesome level, artistically and financially. I mean, you're talking about right now getting phenomenal ratings that a lot of television people now will tell you is worth significantly more than CBS and Turner are paying.
Correct.
And you get this great art where you have games like Duke Carolina, games like Carolina Kansas, as well as the great run that St. Peter's made. There's just nothing to fix here. What they're worried about at the major, at the SEC in particular is worried about this. As they grow to 16 teams, they worry there won't be enough room for all of their teams. And to that I say, play better. That's all you have to do.
Right.
In 2018, the Big Ten got four teams, and that's pretty much what they deserved. And then each of the last 2 years, they got nine. What they did, they played better. They scheduled better, they played better. That's as simple as that. In 2011, Big East got 11 out of 16. There's room for enough teams in your 16-team league, but you got to hoop.
See, here's my take on it was, I agree, we should remove some of the automatic bids, but take them from the top. Because the teams that win I don't think I'm wrong here. The teams that win those conference tournaments, in general, with very few, albeit some exceptions, would have made the tournament anyway. So why do they need an automatic bid at that point? So take it from them. Don't take it from the little guy, because the whole championship week thing, that to me, as much as the first 2 days of the NCAA tournament, watching those teams compete for automatic bids to play on the biggest stage, I mean, to me, that's what college basketball is all about. I will disagree. I think there will be expansion of the NCAA tournament, and I think they can do it to make it more fair in this regard. I think you'll see play-in games in each. Like, we have four now. I think you'll see eight first four games. It'll be first 16 at that point, just to make sure that all the number one seeds are treated the same. And I guess in some ways, all the six seeds are treated the same, or 12 seeds, however that works out. But I think you'll see more of those. But I don't think you'll see a massive expansion of the field. So,
I think you're right. I think that it's probably coming. Having done the brackets now for Fox for 3 years, I don't see it as a plus. But I yield to the inevitable.
It's not a plus. It's just more. It's just more. It doesn't make it better. It just makes it bigger. Like, you and I disagree in the college football playoff thing. Ultimately, we're going to have the same four teams or same three teams with a fourth or whoever that is in the playoff just about all the time. Mike DeCourcy of the Sporting News at TSN Mike on Twitter. My friend, I appreciate your time. I'll talk to you very soon.
Thanks, Adam.
You got it. All right. When we come back. We don't take a break here. We go right to Halftime Entertainment. Do I know the format of my own show?
It's okay. We'll figure it out.
Gosh,
let's go.
It's terrible.
Your Halftime Entertainment.
I'm going to blame it on being excited to talk to my friend Mike.
There you go. It's okay. It's almost the weekend anyway, so you're fine.
Is it?
It's close enough.
It feels like Monday to me because I wasn't here yesterday.
Well, I can see how that would throw you off.
Feels like Monday.
I know. It's not a short week anymore. So do you have any tattoos?
No.
You don't?
No. For two reasons. One, pain.
Yes.
Okay. That's not the first reason. But it's close.
It's a big reason.
It's number two. I only have two reasons why I don't have a tattoo. The second one is pain. The first one is I can't think of anything that I would want on my body forever.
It's a valid reason.
I just can't think of anything that I would want written, etched on into my body
forever.
This episode is brought to you by Samsung. Unfold the all-new Galaxy Z Fold 4 and expand your world. With Flex Mode, it stands on its own, so you're hands-free to get more done during calls. And with multi-window view, you can use up to three apps at the same time. Plus, the edge-to-edge screen allows you to fully immerse yourself in your favorite games and shows. Visit Samsung.com to learn more about Galaxy Z Fold 4.
And then the pain that you need to go through to get one.
Right.
Not interested. I'm cool.
Exactly.
I'm cool without.
And it's expensive.
They are expensive. I get it. Mm-hmm. But it's just not something that I'd be into.
Right.
But I also have no issue at all. I mean, I kind of look funny at a face tattoo.
Yeah, you could be like Post Malone and put them all over the place. And then that's just your face.
I mean, what if you have to go like get a real job?
I know. Well, I know. What do you do then?
It's a little bit of an
obstacle. You can't do it. Well,
do you have?
I'm
not even allowed to ask you that, so it's fine.
It's fine. I'll answer
it. Strike it from the record.
No, I don't yet, but I have a lot of ideas. This is also my problem as well, is I have too many ideas and I can't decide what, where, how, like, but I have the ideas. They're there. This may persuade you, though, because now there's such a thing as painless tattoos. Georgia Tech has come out with something.
Little decals.
The little temporary ones. You get just, the little bubble machines. Yeah.
You have to wet the outside. And
you got to keep it on for a while. Then you take it off. Yeah, don't put it sideways. Well, it's a similar concept because apparently they have made a needleless microscopic tattoo thing where you can put it on like a temporary tattoo. Oh, no, but it's permanent.
Oh, really?
Yes. So it's not painful because I guess these needles are super, super tiny, but it just dissolves away. So it's exactly like a temporary tattoo, but
it's not temporary.
It's not. So how many bad tattoos do you think are going to happen now because we're taking away the pain?
Tons.
And apparently it's going to be cheaper to do it this way.
So, look, here's what I don't. I appreciate technology and I appreciate innovation, but the people who have made tattoo an art form.
Yes.
I feel bad for that. If in fact this becomes the lay of the land, that would be too bad.
Yes. There's something special about someone doing it and putting their own thing, unless they mess it up, because then at that point you're like, no,
yes.
That's a bad thing.
Yeah,
so.
I think I saw a story the other day. Somebody got a Dodgers tattoo that left out the second D in Dodgers.
Oh, let's not. Doggers.
No, D-O-G. It's still Dodgers, but there's no D. Like, what?
What are you doing here, people? Yeah, there's a whole thing for bad tattoos, but we won't go there. Anyway, so you can do that. Also,
no,
are you a
not.
Big toy person?
Yes. Who's not?
Because we just talked about this. Well, the National Toy Hall of Fame is making some big decisions because they're trying to decide who's going to be in the 2022 Hall of Fame. And they've got,
Bingo.
Light Bright. Nerf toys, the pinata, and like phase 10. There's 12 options, but these are like the go-to ones.
All right. Bingo is a toy. Bingo's a game.
Right.
I guess loosely a toy. But in terms of popularity, how is Bingo not in already?
That's my thoughts.
Lightbright, you are way too young to even know what that is.
Oh, no, I totally remember. Because
really?
You had to have the sheets, and then you'd always lose the little lights. The lights would get lost all the time.
I mean, because I played with Lightbright when I was a kid. And do you know how long ago that was?
Just the other
day. It was like 1971 when I played with Lightbright. Yes, Lightbright absolutely belongs in the Hall of Fame. And right. Nerf, I mean, now Nerf has branched into so many different things.
It's ridiculous.
But I had a Nerf football, and that was our recess in elementary school. Basically every day.
Yes.
For 4 years.
Until it fell apart. The foam was everywhere.
We got new. They're inexpensive enough to just get another one. If you were lucky enough to let it that it would last for the entire season.
Right.
The problem with Nerf is that if you played in the rain, and
just
the
about to
right,
say,
and if the ball was not almost new, so it still had that coating on the outside to propel the water away.
Right.
If that water got inside the football,
you're done.
You were throwing a sack of onions.
It's
was ridiculous.
And plus that like film on the outside, as soon as it started cracking, it was like tearing up your hands. Just trying to the joys of having toys.
Needed you probably didn't play this because I don't know if you played sports games as a young person, but
I did.
We used to play with it was called Super Toe.
Oh.
Yeah. Look up Super Toe on, I think you shouldn't have any problem looking up Super Toe.
But, we'll see.
Right. But essentially, it was field goal kicking.
Okay.
And you would slam the head of the kicker down, and the kicker's leg would go out, and you would kick a plastic football through uprights.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. It was great. I did that for hours.
Wow.
Hours as a kid.
It seems a lot safer than, like, the lawn darts. Would they call those jarts or something where people could die?
Lawn darts.
A lot safer than those.
First time I saw those was at a Little League season-ending party, and I thought, why are we doing this?
Right.
I guess it was fun, but
I suppose. Why are we throwing element of danger?
Throwing lawn darts anywhere near anybody.
Well, they didn't have that game that you were just talking about, so there you go.
Super Toe. Gosh,
so
it would be
great. Will see. November 10th is when they're going to make their decision. Three of them will come out, so November 10th.
The first
10th.
Three go in. Bingo, Lightbright, Nerf.
Have to.
Yeah.
How can you not?
Should have put that on the poll.
I know, right? Wait, maybe tomorrow. We'll do it late. So, you know whose birthday is today? Google is celebrating their 25th birthday.
25th birthday for Google.
Yes.
My son turns 14 today.
Oh, well, happy birthday. His name's Jack, right?
His name is Jack.
Well, happy birthday,
shouts
Jack.
Shouts to Jack the Gold.
Well, look at all the birthdays everywhere. I just can't believe it's 25 years old. That's crazy, because now every day people are like, I don't know where this is at. Let's Google it. Could you imagine if we didn't have that anymore?
Google is now a verb.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. It's a whole new world.
Google it.
You are going to be so excited
I'm already excited.
I cannot. Okay. This is our next field trip. I'm just telling you. I know we've got a bunch of them we've got planned, but we have to do this one. So someone from North Carolina came up with the best idea. A guy who runs a small IT company decided to use his spare time during the pandemic to make a little extra money by answering the calls from spammers. He is on a do not call list. And so what he did was he jumped through all the legal hoops by him being on this do not call list.
Right.
And he took him to court.
Really?
And he won $100,000 off of 20 to 30 settlements.
Awesome.
Not even joking.
Gosh, I get 14 spam calls a day.
Think about how much money you could make. I know.
I'm mad that I didn't think of it.
Here's the other best part.
You need time, though. You need time to do that.
There is. It's a lot. He said it was like a full-time job having to do it. Well, he got paid for it, but...
Yeah, sort of got paid for it. Are you going to do that every year?
True. Who wants to do that
all the
time?
It's not enough. I'm sorry. I hate to be that way, but I need seven figures.
Yeah, I know. Well, he doesn't need to do that anymore because here's where the field trip part comes in. He is making a brewery that is going to be called the wrong number.
Oh, it's very nice.
And then he's going to have drinks that are called debt relief and car warranty. I mean, come on. Come on.
So you get a lot of spam calls too, right?
Oh, yeah. 100%.
I can't decide if I get more car warranty, because that's a big one.
Yeah.
Or if I get more from Social Security Administration.
I was going to say, I get the life insurance a lot.
I get those two I get all the time.
Yep. Or people making sure that, like, I'm registered to vote.
Right.
You know.
Why is Social Security Administration calling me from Maryville, Tennessee? I don't understand that.
I know. They're sneaky, too, because I'm from a different part of the state originally, and they have the area code thing. So they try to be sneaky about it, but... I don't want your car warranty there. So the wrong number. Good. We have to go visit that
one. Very cool. That's a very cool name of a brewery.
I know. He's a genius. But oh, and then the last thing. So you're also going to like this one. So the Fox-owned Tubi has now launched an FIFA World Cup channel.
Okay.
And you can watch it free on demand.
I didn't know Tubi was owned by Fox.
Did not either.
Tubi is, I think it's a free app that you can get. I'm not 100% sure. It might not be free. I know we have downloaded it before. It's on my television, and we're not paying anything. So we might also have no access to anything you want, but I see it every time. We have a smart TV, and we use YouTube. We have all sorts of apps. So, good.
Yeah.
Look, FIFA, but Fox is going to put all the games on.
They will. But if you need another route, there you go.
All right.
So if you're prepared.
If you don't want to watch Ghana and, I don't know, and Argentina,
right.
You can watch
There's
Brazil and Cameroon.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Who knows?
I'm not even sure all those teams. I know the two South American teams are in.
Yeah.
I think Ghana's in, too.
Yeah.
I think Ghana's in.
Well, we can Google it.
Not 100. Oh, very nice.
On there.
Way to bring that back.
This is the Adam Gold Show.